three safeties that played very much at the starting level last year. You could say you almost have four right now going into things. Will you change how you handle the position, how likely you are to sub in somebody, given that you have such good depth with four at the top right now?
I think you hit it, you know, pretty good. You know, we have three veteran guys that got a lot of playing experience, and we just added a rookie player. So it's going to be open competition. Obviously, the best player is going to play. But I think that's a good thing. You know, I'd rather have too many guys than not enough.
Your safeties were kind of at the heart of that five-game run you guys had in terms of big plays from Conte, big plays from Tandy. Were you pleased with the position as a whole last year?
Oh, you're always pleased when your guys are making plays, especially on defense. All of our defensive players, the safety position, you know, contributed to some of the success that we had. But I think as a defensive team, I think it was a collaborative effort by all guys.
They talked about communication being one of the really big things that improved, especially at that big turning point that they had. Mm-hmm. Especially in your unit, how do you make sure that continues on this next year, even after months of being off and adding some new guys?
The communication is always ongoing. Even when you think you got it, you really don't have it. We're going to continue to stress it because communication is part of what we do. We're going to go into some environments, hopefully here at home, and I'm saying that, very liberally, that at home, you know, it's going to be hard for us to talk, so we're going to have to use nonverbal communication. On the road, it's a lot easier, but still, in situations like 2 minutes, teams that are up-tempo, we have to use another form of communication, and our guys understand that verbal communication is good, but what about nonverbal communication, which you have to probably work extra hard on those types of communications because we have so many different ways that we can communicate.
How different are the two safety positions in this defense? How interchangeable?
They have to be interchangeable because the tight end is always moving from one side to the next, so you can't have your safety swapping every time a tight end moves. The formations are, they can try to dictate what you can present, and we don't want to show it, so our safeties have to be interchangeable.
So when you talk about the competition and getting the two best on the field, it's not going to be your best one safety and your best free safety. It's going to be your best two safeties.
It's the best two safeties. And it kind of played out that way last year because, when Keith came in, he had to play both positions. And then we ended up rotating those three guys, and they all had to play, the free and the strong safety position.
Has that evolved in the game? I mean, it used to be you had one guy who played in the box and one guy who played center field.
And some teams are still that way. And you talk about the predominant single high safety teams where they have one safety back deep a la Seattle. You know, with Earl Thomas, they have him back deep. And then, they put Cam Chancellor. He plays mostly, in the paint.
Right.
This defense is a little different because we're a split safety type defense. I mean, that's what most of our defense really comes from, is from a split safety look. And then we can always create an 8-man front, from that shell.